Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the seventh episode of the third series of the Magic Sponge. It's me, Ian Smith. I'm taking over. Rob Beckett's at home. I don't know what's going on.
Where actually is he, Smithy?
I don't know. We try and call him and it just goes to his voicemail. He's fucked us off.
So basically, you're presenting.
I don't know why you sound sceptical. The sound guy is laughing at the idea of me presenting. The producer's fucked off because he's got Agus poisoning.
I'm over the mood you're presenting.
Thank you, mate.
This is going to be one of the best shows. And anyway, we don't need Rob.
I think it is going to be one of the best shows, and we've got one of the best guests.
We've got
Aston Villa and almost every club in the non-league football legend. We've got Lee Hendry.
Hello, Lee, and welcome to the Magic Sponge.
Thank you.
How are you, my man? Because I'm trying
well.
To help you as well.
Hello,
I'm here
Lee,
to help
welcome
you.
Welcome to the Magic Sponge.
How are you, Lee?
I'm good. Very good.
Good.
Thanks. I'm
happy
about the non-league shows.
What have you been up to? Any football?
Yeah, well, I'm playing a little bit of football still. Yeah. 35s and that, really.
How old are you now?
38.
Right. So, you look good.
Fucking don't feel it.
You look
it,
great.
To be fair. So still playing a little bit.
So when you say you're playing, is it like a vets team?
Yeah, vets over 35. So we've got a decent team as well.
Go on, you got any ex-pros playing?
Got Carzo, Lee Carsley.
Yeah.
We got Darren Byfield, who played quite a bit.
I've got my own vets team, and Lebo, you plays for us. We've got a couple of, like, Peter Garland.
Parler, every now and then.
He hasn't played, but he signed up with us, but he hasn't played.
Would you guys ever face each other then?
Asked him, though. We'll try and get together and have a game. But by the sounds of it, they've got a proper taste in the team. Like, I've got a couple of my old mates that, like, think they're good, but they're shit. But his team's a bit tasty, by the sounds of it.
Did you say you had Seth Johnson as well? Or
no, Seth can't move, to be fair. He's blown up like a...
What's happened to him?
What's happened to him? He's been eating fucking everything, to be honest.
How big is he? John Parkin big?
No, he's not that big. He has been doing a bit in the gym, to be fair. In fact, he don't eat a lot. He just drinks for fucking fun, to be fair. He absolutely canes it. But he has blown up a little bit. He can't run. He keeps using that excuse about his knee. That's why he retired and that. So that's why he's a bit... But he said it's muscle, but... I've seen him on the beach, mate. It's not muscle.
Because you still look fit. Are you still fit as a... I bet you run around like... fly around shit, didn't you?
That was my game, wasn't it? I used to get away with it, fitness.
It's the same as me, but I can't do it anymore. I've lost my fitness totally. But I love a kickback with the boys. It's fucking brilliant.
Well, what were you saying? You've got a golf story for
oh,
us.
Oh yeah, I've got because what happens? Usually come on here, and I run out of stories, as you know. But on the way in today, I thought, what have I been up to lately? And then one of the things I got up to last week, I was playing golf. Now, you got to bear with me here. Right, it starts off random and it ends fucking random, to be honest. But I was playing golf and I forget the name of the course. I was seventh hole. It's par five. Got like 220 in a green, whatever.
All this information is important for what happened.
No, I know, but I'm trying to tee up the for the listeners. And I shell this ball and I kill a duck. Right. I hit a duck square in the head. And it's like flapping a little.
How off was your shot? Like, where was like, the duck on the green?
Here he is! Rob Beckett has just walked in, everyone.
So I'm sorry. I've nicked your job. I'm nailing this.
What, how's it going? Hello,
right,
mate.
You all right?
Rob, nice to meet you.
Right?
Oh, fucking hell.
How are you, son? Oh, basically,
I think it was my cab driver's first day on fucking Earth.
Smithy's
when
a secret
car, coming from South East London, went to see him in the car, woke up, coming out the Blackwall Tunnel. We're in Hammersmith.
What's that all about?
I don't know, mate. I've done the full...
It's all right. Don't you're here now, Rob.
I'm here, mate.
I'll tell you what. You was missed.
Well.
He
happened?
Opened it up so shit.
Really?
said you liked it.
So if you want to do the show again...
Where's it?
I absolutely
you had an haircut as well.
Is that did you notice that? It was like he's brushed a toffee apple.
Exactly. Are you feeling... How far does your friend, like your airline go back?
Not good, no.
Pull it back. Pull your air back. How far does it go? Oh, yeah. It's nice, isn't it? How you
well, this is... Hang on a second, Rob.
Oh, sorry, mate.
You turn up late like a piece of shit, blaming your taxi driver. I've nailed the show, and you're like, how far does your hair go back? How far does your teeth come forward, you fucking prick? Right, we've got a comment here. We've got a five-star review, and he said...
He took over.
Jimmy from the jungle and full-time Devil's Ian is so funny. Not sure who the other guy is. He sort of makes up the numbers, though, so a nice mix. I'm angry with this podcast.
So, but that was 2 seconds. No, but they were saying me. They didn't know who I was. It's like you.
Yeah, no, that's like, what
full-time
that's what I'm
you've
saying,
been full-time Devil's fan, Lee.
Oh, yeah.
A big full-time Devils fan.
Yeah.
See,
it's good, isn't it? What's
your
favourite bit?
Bad, to be fair, I don't know.
No, yeah. So you can't choose.
No, I prefer it when they're part-time Devils. It's gone a bit. It's gone too much. Have I missed it? What have I missed?
No, basically,
you missed Jimmy's killed a duck.
No,
he killed a duck.
Whole story, yeah.
No, yeah, it was basically
was fishing.
Ian's opening a show.
You
had a little intro with Lee. Yeah. I'm telling you, what's how the show's gone so far. A little intro of Lee, and then on the way here, because I was like, I've run out of stories, haven't I? Remember I was telling you, I've sort of run out of stories.
No, that was Steve Keen flip-flop one was good.
Oh, yeah.
It came out of nowhere,
well,
didn't it?
Well, on the way, I thought, what have you been up to this week? And I played golf last week.
So basically, Series 3, Episode 7, you've done a bit of prep.
Yeah, basically. I've done two bits of prep.
It didn't take long, did it?
I've done two bits of prep for you.
Go on.
And I've got them written down here, the duck story
and
the whole confetti story, right?
The Hulk confetti?
Whole confetti.
Okay.
So it takes me on to the story. But basically, last week, I was playing golf and I killed a duck.
Oh.
And I was going to bring it in.
What?
I was going to bring a dead duck in because I thought it was very sponge-esque. Like,
yeah.
Play golf, kill a duck, bring it in, just put it on the table. And you just go, what have you been up to this week? Well, I killed a duck. Fuck off. Big duck on the table.
Well, it probably had more charisma than Joe Jordan.
Oh, shit. Did you just say that?
He's not going to listen,
just come out.
Have you met Joe Jordan?
No,
you're not missing
that.
Out.
He's
a nice bloke, but he's hard on craft, isn't he?
He's just
how'd you kill a duck?
I hit this shot from 220.
I don't know what
soft
that means.
Draw.
What, early afternoon.
20 yards.
Oh, right, okay.
Hit square in the head, flapping about dead on the floor. It weren't funny.
Oh, no. What kind of duck was it?
It was like
just
a normal
a little
lake
mallard.
Duck. Yeah.
A little lake
duck. It was like breathing again.
Oh, no. Did you...
And then
it didn't go straight away. It was like...
No.
Did you finish it off?
I put a 7-iron round its head. finish it up.
Yeah.
Out of its misery.
Yeah. And I was going to bring it in, but I didn't. So I phoned the old man. I said, how long's a duck last? Because I knew I had like 5-6 days to come in here.
So have you got
and
it
he
at
went,
home?
No, it won't be. He said, one, you're mad. Two, it'll be all manky. And
would you
stink.
Put it in the freezer?
No, I rested it in the lake.
Oh, like they gave a little sort of at sea burial.
Yeah. I laid it at rest and sung it a song on the lake. That was my first story.
Yeah.
Which does
busy
it
week.
Seems random.
Yeah.
And it is random, but
and
look, that's what happened.
What else? What's your other story?
And the other story I want to leave to a little bit later in the show so I don't do my bollocks early doors.
Fair enough, yeah. Cool. But it does involve mangling the goose.
No, it's whole confetti story.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good story.
It's a good story.
And the reason why we No, it's a good story. I'll leave it there.
Yeah. Oh, good, good. So you still want to host, or do you want me to?
Oh, no, you should do it. Right.
Yeah, I'll go back in. Yeah, okay. Cheers, mate.
I felt like I would do.
Have you welcomed our guest, Lee Hendry?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I haven't. He didn't welcome him. We got Lee Hendry.
I called him an Aston Villa legend.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that he's played for like
75 non-league clubs.
He slaughtered him with a 75 non-league club shirt.
75, is it?
It's getting there, to be fair.
Really?
Yeah. He's got his own
club. Struggling at the end, weren't I? Trying to get a few quid in.
We all was, Lee. That's what happens.
Have you listened to the podcast?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
I listened to it. Yeah, it's quality, to be fair. I listened to Windass, mate.
Oh, mate.
It's a joker, by the way.
You should see what we didn't put in. So, have you got any stories you want to share, Lee? That, you know, in the spirit of the Magic Sponge of teammates bust ups, people getting drunk or being naughty.
Yeah, have you ever had a fight?
I've had I've had one. I had a fight when I went to Sheffield United with Paddy Kenny. You know, the kid.
Oh, brave!
Yeah.
Oh,
what?
I don't know
chunk.
What I was even thinking.
How big are you? You're not the big.
Five ten.
Yeah, yeah.
It ended up there was a goal, and he tried to blame me for it from a corner. So we're having a spat on the pitch. I'm like, fuck off, Paddy, and that. Gets in the change room, it fucking goes to heads. I thought he's gonna fucking smash me. I've looked for Morgs because Morgs a big captain. He's coming. Steady on, boys. Fucking was still going on. Goes out on the pitch. He fucking wants to find me out on the pitch.
He's a wrong one, isn't he?
Yeah, full on wrong one.
Really?
So, yeah.
But, respect? Why is he wrong one?
He's a lunatic. Yeah, he's a good character to have round the lads and that.
Yeah.
Just a pure piss taker, really, to be honest. But we settled our differences and that, and you know, shook. I'm probably best of mates now. I speak to him quite a lot. Have a game of golf with him and that. He's a good lad, to be honest. It's probably the only bit of a spat I've had.
Really?
Yeah, I've got, I mean...
You must have seen people fighting, the other people.
You were in the match where Kieran Dyer
Was
that has been so funny on the other two.
I seen it the other day. Someone asked me about it. I had to do something for the radio and I looked at the clip of it. I don't know what the fuck. I've never even asked Bo what's happened there because it's fucking.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I'll mix it up. See if we get a round two out of them. But basically, Bo said he's a bit of a big time Charlie, this and that, and Kieran put it on him and then ended up having a couple of right handers. But
yeah, it was
funny.
Full on, yeah. That was.
Bo's face, he's growling, isn't he? Yeah. He's like a little rat and he's like, I'm going to kill him. Yeah, he's horrible. Yeah. He still don't like him for that.
Really?
And then they had to come and apologise, didn't they? It's so cringy.
Standing together.
I was in
the
car park going, sorry.
Holding
that. Sorry. It's horrible. Sky Sports there and everything.
Was you fairly professional though? You played at a high level for quite a long time.
Yeah. Well, it's
like you're like Jimmy Bullard with knees, isn't you?
I wasn't really professional, to be fair. I like to get out. That's probably a bit of a bad name for going out of a Saturday night and probably a Thursday night as well and getting away. I could get away with it because I could run around quite a bit.
I've got one for you. Did you ever go on a Friday night?
I did, yeah.
Proper lad.
What game was that?
A few times. Oh, God, a few times.
Too many?
Yeah. But
any particular nights that got too out of hand, you got in trouble for, got caught out with? Drunk at training?
Loads, yeah. I got, the one day I'd been out on a Thursday night, driving into training, absolutely steaming. I didn't get in until about 5:30. I've jumped in my car. I've got a fucking Porsche 911. Jumped in, driving down the M6, fucking one of them flashing lights from the grills. I'm thinking, I can see the lights, but half steaming. Next minute, I know, fucking pulled alongside me, pulling. I'm like, fuck's sake. Day after, so Paul's in, he goes, where are you after? I said, I'm just going training. He went, Lee Hendry, yeah? I went, yeah. He went, was you out last night? He said, you're swaying all over the road. I went, I said, it's quite windy, to be fair.
The wind's blowing your car.
And he just looked at me, he went, I think we need a breathalyzer. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. He went, I can smack you, absolutely stink. I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm definitely done here.
Yeah.
So I've done the breathalyzer. Fucking nearly blew the machine up, to be fair. he's gone, listen, I'll take you back to the station. He said, try and get a bit of water down, yeah. I said, I don't mean it's going to fucking happen, is it, to be fair? got me there. I got done for fucking... I was meant to be in training. Oh, that's when John Gregory told him I'd been out to a family party. Yeah. He never knows to this day that I was fucking in Studi Baker's getting absolutely mangled.
Hey, can we listen to the podcast?
But no, I mean, we used to have a good group. There was like me. Do you remember Stefan Possman, a goalie?
Oh, yeah. So who was your...
Yeah, we had... It was me, Stefan, J. Lloyd Samuel, Crouchy, Gareth Barry. Fucking, we used to...
Crouchy loves a goal,
does he?
Crouchy, mate.
Yeah.
When he came to Villa, he was always with his psyche. Fitz, we used to call him.
Who was this, his mate?
Yeah. Mate, he had the reddest boat you've ever seen. I used to call him Red Boat. Mate, he was fucking... That's the funniest guy you'd ever...
Massive red face.
Literally. Just because of drinking? The dark face. Yeah, mate. Every day he's fucking got this big red fucking boat.
What, and he's just Crouchy's mate?
Crouchy's boy, but he does everything. He's just fucking the centre of everything. At that day he bought Spoof. We went out for a meal once. I'll tell you when it was. We played away. We might have played QPR.
Yeah.
And it was Graham Taylor was manager. And we said, we'll have a night out, stay down. Crouchy was like, yeah, I'm down my neck of the woods and that. I'll sort all this shit out and that. So we venue had a night out. Fucking usual. I've got my cock out of the bar as usual.
Standard entrance.
Gaz has got away with murder. Crouchy's got away with murder.
Two pints in, cock out.
Attracted loads of birds because I got it out. But we've got up in the morning and it's obviously Sunday. We've got to go and train in Monday. We're not in till 12.
Yeah, yeah.
So Fitz is... It was caught sort of about 11:30. Fitz, we're having a bit of breakfast and Fitz is gone. She's super Sunday. I was like, fuck, I've got to tell the missus if we're doing this. Yeah. So we're all sat down having a spoof. Whoever loses has to choose, you know, if we're staying down.
What's spoof?
Spoofs with the coins.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of this.
Yeah,
so
two coins each.
Yeah.
You know, you have to guess how many's in the group and then it goes down to like one.
Oh,
one.
That's it.
And
okay. You almost have five.
You've got to get the right
number. And the last person, yeah.
Yeah, so... Fitz obviously loses. Fucking would staying down. I said, I ain't ringing my missus. Fuck that.
That's horrible.
It's horrible, isn't it? Especially when you're off steaming as well. So then all the drinks are getting shouted in. J-Lo's shouting fucking cocktails in at 11:30. Crouchy's on his vodka and orange. Me, vodka, lemonades. Cracking on. It starts to get busy. I'm talking as punters coming in. They're clearing up from breakfast. It's lunchtime. So it's quite busy in the hotel. It was a Hilton hotel. Spoof's gone up again. Whoever loses has to get on all fours and bite like a dog, go and piss up someone's table, like cock your leg up, piss up someone's table. Like, fuck, I can't be doing this. I'm training. New manager's coming. Graham
Taylor. You got training Monday morning?
Training, well, I got to be in for 12.
Turnip heads in.
So, yeah. Turnip, it was a fucking turnip. But so anyway, it's got down. Me and Crouchy are the last ones left. And I'm like, I can't fucking lose to this big dog. She's fucking... I've only lost, and I... All fours. I'm fucking walking around all fours, barking like a fucking Alsatian. Cut my leg off. Fucking come back to the table. Lads are roaring off it.
Did you piss as well?
No,
you didn't.
I couldn't get the cock out then.
That's only post-midday cock.
Yeah. So we was trying to keep it quite lame. But anyway, I was sitting there. 5 minutes later, my phone's ringing, private number. I'm thinking, fuck, I ain't called the miss. That's my missus, that is. Gazzy starts ringing, private number. I'm thinking, something ain't right here. Again, mine's ringing. I say, I'm going to have to answer it. She's fucking doing it in private number. Fucking Graham Taylor, the turnip. No. I suggest, where you are now, I've just had a phone call. I suggest you get all the boys together and get yourself out of there.
Put
and
your cock away.
First. Yeah. Put your cock away. Get off the lead. get yourself out of there now. I was like... So why not? I went, all right, Gaffy went and ran the lads up. I'll see you first thing tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. I was like, fuck, he just went fucking dead.
Yeah. No.
So I've told the boys, like, fuck us. Gospel truth, it's fucking GT. Yeah. So Crouchy said, should we crack on still then or what? I was like, fuck that. I said, I'm gone. That was me finished.
Yeah.
Walked into the gaffer fucking Monday morning. Didn't play again. Said 2 weeks' wages. You're the experienced lad out of the boys. He's fucking taking them. They're the worst fucking lot out of the young lads.
Well. Yeah. What did you get stitching?
I'd never played again under him.
Really?
Absolutely just pied me.
Because of that, yeah.
And he just said, the table you went up to, he was a Sun newspaper reporter. That's my fucking Donald. That's my Donald. He's fucking rang him and told him.
Oh, good job we didn't piss on him, innit?
Mate, I fucking wished I had off. He didn't play again. We had a great school, to be fair.
Man.
I mean, even, like I said, Stefan Posmav, when he got caught with the bird, with the, do you remember the story with the dildo? The,
that's
the strap
right.
On and
no, what happened?
Oh,
this is a great story.
What
is
it?
You got to tell me.
Superb.
This is like one of the best stories out there.
Stefan's a big Dutch, you know, fucking big Dutch geezer, and he? Obviously sex mad, isn't he? honestly, mate, his quality. So we constantly, let's go spearman, shiny, it's amazing. And I said, fuck, I know the birds get the tits out now, blah, blah, blah. Constantly in there. He ends up seeing a bird from there. So this story comes about in Birmingham. He's been nailed by this Joe bird. She's got a fucking strap on. So I'm like, nah, I'm not having that. I'm not having it.
So she's been nailing him with the strap on.
With strap ons. And I'm like, fuck, nah, I'm not having it. Yeah. So I seen Joe. I said, is this true? She went, yeah, it is. I've got a video. I went, send me the video. I've got to get the boys in fucking in the change room for that.
Poshman
getting his fucking ass smashed. So she didn't send it, mate.
Yeah.
There was a piece that was coming out on the Sunday paper.
Yeah.
That was, obviously, she'd sold it. Video got around. I got hold of the video. So I'm fucking sending it to GB, fucking Crouchy, the boy. Everyone's got, he's getting absolutely rifled. He's got, oh, yes, you're amazing. Absolutely unbelievable. I swear to God. So I'm like, I've got to do something. I love fucking about in the change. You know what it's like in the changing room. So I'm with my ex-missus. I'm fucking in her dildo cupboard trying to see what I've been
doing. Dildo cupboard? How did you do this? She can't leave.
She's been in apartments.
I'm having a right on this room and I found this fucking old fuck. It was like, it must have been like a Christmas present, bit of piss take because she ain't fucking used it on me. So I've fucking got it in my bag, put it in the bag, and I've said to any of the boys, said it. Try and get a few dildos because I'll just fucking hang them all over his peg and he walks in.
Yeah.
So
I've got
two dildos. I got this strap on. I've just hung it on his peg. Got in early. And these dildos are just stood up on the bench where we sit. I've sat there. I don't know how he's going to react to it because he's just been in the paper from getting rifled from behind. Walks in. He goes. Like this big Dutch lad
comes and sits on it.
And I thought he went. Oh, take them home, shine, they're amazing. Pussy, are you fucking for real? He went, yeah, he was like, fuck it. I tell you, I don't give a fuck, mate.
Yeah.
Straight in his bag, fucking dildo's gone. But then he left Villa and went to Den Haag. And his first game, they were all through dildos. If you go on YouTube,
really?
They're throwing dildos at him when his first game.
He's
dildos
on
his shirt. He's collecting them all
in a pile.
Mate, he didn't give a fuck. He was an absolute top draw lad.
Did the girl wear a pair of gloves or something?
Yeah, she was kitted up to the match.
What, goalkeeping gloves?
She did. She put his gloves on.
She had a pair of ruches on. Trilling up the arse with a pair of ruches. One of a pair of Czech head guards as well.
Mate, video, if I could get hold of that video again, I was only trying to, because I come across Posty again and I was trying to get hold of that video to show the boys, but mate, he was just, he didn't care. He was just a great lad and, you know, I mean, to do that in the changing room, he could have flipped some really, because he's a fucking unit.
Yeah.
But he loved it, mate.
Lee, you've also got, you've got an England cap.
Oh, yeah.
It must be incredible to get an England cap. How does that
That's
feel?
That's not fucking funny.
I'm sorry. I haven't been on the bench.
Me and Ian haven't got England caps either, Jim, so don't worry.
No. Have you got one England cap?
I got one, yeah. 15 minutes I got them for, so.
One more than me. I think that's where you're coming from.
Where'd you put your cap? No, where have you got it?
I didn't mean
that. I've got them all boxed up, to be fair.
Well, when he rifles his missus.
I was going to wear it in today.
Just go behind it up. Where are your cap in?
No, they're all boxed up. I've got like the 21 cap. I got a B cap, an unusual one. It was the last B game. It was against Russia. Matt Letiz scored a hat trick.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and he still didn't get picked, did he?
No, he didn't.
For those, How did he not get picked?
I know, unbelievable.
It's a joke, isn't it?
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, he was class, to be fair. But no, one cat wonders, ain't I? So I don't know if it's a good fit. Well, it's a great honour.
And
to be fair, I mean, I should have probably scored in the game as I did quite well when I came on.
Who was it against?
Czech Republic.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so
who's the gaffer?
Hoddle. Got sacked, didn't he, the game after?
Right, okay.
Because
John Gorman. Was he like, Hoddle?
He was decent. He was quite quiet and that.
Yeah,
good coach and that. He had John Gorman with him. And John said to me, he said, you know, you're part of this. We've been watching you with the 21s and, you know, our 21 squad was fucking like Rio.
Phenomenal. Surrey,
mate, unbelievable. Lampard. But he said, you know, you're part of the squad now. He said, we're just trying to bed you in a bit. And then he got sacked, didn't he?
You had John Gregory at Aston Villa. Kev Gallen described him as chocolado.
Oh, yeah.
Does he just absolutely love himself?
Yeah. I got on with John, to be fair. He brought me straight into the team when he first came in. But he was, like, assistant at the time. And then he took over from Brian Little. But he was... He was one of them. He'd tie his laces up round his ankles and stuff like that. He'd, you know what I mean? He'd come out, all oiled up and that. And Gaffer, are you sure?
Brandy, similar to Phil Brown, that is.
Yeah, it reminds me of Phil Brown, to be fair.
In the summer, Brandy would come out like a pair of pumps on, shorts rolled up like Stuart Pearce back in the day, no top. Like,
really?
Just try and get bronze from the sun, like, oiled up. Boys would be like, what is he doing? He was like that. T-shirt in the shorts, just teased out. Like,
yeah.
What a prick.
He loved it, to be fair, JD did.
Ian, have you got a quiz for Lee?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, yeah. But I mean...
Oh, God,
the problem is... When...
Are you a fan of Ian's quizzes?
To be fair, I am actually, but I'm shit at quizzes.
Well, about you, isn't it?
Yeah.
This one. No, I won't know half of the things, to be honest.
Oh, this is... Right. Oh, the first one's easy. What's your middle name?
Andrew.
Oh, shit. No, I've got Philip.
Have you?
Yeah.
Nah, that's
well, I just guessed. Had a guess.
Lee Philip Hendry.
Lee Philip.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right, to be fair. No, I'm trying my best. You were the first English player to play in the Indonesian Liga Premier, but how many tons of frog's legs does Indonesia export to France every year? You should know this if you're out there.
Yeah, let's get on the actual...
How was the Indonesian League of Premier?
Let's have a little...
It was so interesting to go out there, mate, I tell you.
I didn't even know you went.
Yeah, I went there for about 6 months. They were trying to get away from the corruption from the Super League. But it was horrendous.
Wow. How do you play, mate? Because isn't Indonesia... It's like 6,000 little islands or something just spread across.
Oh, it's a huge place. Mm. When I got there, I'd signed for a team called Sumatra or something. I can't remember. Someone knows what they were called.
Sinatra.
And I'm getting there. Everything's done. I've signed all the contracts and that's been sent back over from this agent. I get to, there's fucking all these fans with Bandung FC. Flags, like, you know, as you get off and I'm like, what the fuck? I ain't signed for Bandung. For Sumatra FC or something. So this guy comes over, he went, we've changed the contract over, you're playing for Bandung. And I was like, well, I've checked where it is and that, and because there's some dodgy places. And I said, what's Bandung? He went, oh, it's much better, it's not far from Jakarta. I thought, that's not too bad. He went, it's only 2 hours, we can take about fucking 10 hours in these little fucking vans they pick you up in. I ended up going to Bandung. Rocks up to Bandung and we'll show you the stadium. Wow, there was no grass on the pitch. It's fucking sand, there's holes in the pitch.
Oh, no.
What have I done here? What have I set myself up for? So I'll take you into the changing rooms, introduce all the lads. They're fucking having photos with me, autographs. I'm like,
all the players?
Yeah. Oh. They're just random people, like, you know. I'm like, I'm earning a few quid out there and I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, man, what have I done? So they put me in this hotel. I said, listen, I need to live like for like. I don't want to live in a shack sort of thing. So they're trying to put me in this fucking house. There's fucking no... There's no windows in there. There's like, you know, like that meshing.
Yeah.
I said, I can't live in here, man. I'm scared of like lizards and stuff like that. I need something
like... You need a window, don't you?
I need a swimming pool. I need a driver. So I've gone back to the league. I've gone down to Jakarta for the week to see the main guys down there. They went, listen, we've got these houses for you to go and look at. They put me in this fucking... I'm talking, it was like a palace. I've come driving out of a shithole into like fucking the world of its own. Big fuck-off houses. So I've rocked up this house. I'm like, fucking, this is better. Fucking nice house. I've got the family who live with me. I can't remember their names. They live in the garage.
Why do you have a family in the garage?
Because they do my cooking, my cleaning.
Oh, so that's like staff?
Yeah, the staff, like, they live there.
Oh, wow.
And they live in a garage. I've gone in the fucking garage, and there's one big room, probably not even the size of this, and they live in there.
And you're in like a massive
fucking, there's me fucking on my own out there because my missus was pregnant, so I was on my own. Yeah. I'm there in an 8-bedroom fucking house, and they're living in a garage.
So did you move them in the other rooms?
Did I left them in there? No. I said to them, I said, listen, because they had a little girl in there, and I said, listen, just fucking use whatever you want, you know. Yeah. I said, use that side of the house. It was almost like a castle style. Yeah. I said, use that side of the house and that, and they were like, no. I said, no, honestly, use it. I said, I feel bad, to be honest.
Yeah.
But going back to the football style, we had our first game, and mate, I've never seen anything like it. They said about this corruption thing. We played a game, and we were 4-0 up, cruising. Pitch was fucking shit. The game was players.
So how much better were you at they really low level players?
I'm talking low conference, low down conference sort of level. Yeah. Probably even worse than
you're thinking of getting out, don't you?
I'll tell you what.
I reckon I might get a game.
Hey, so much. Every chance. Yeah. So we played this game.
I like
this. We played in this game, and it's mad. It's madness.
And what level are you at this stage? Are you just, how old were you?
I was 34, 35. Yeah. So still decent, fairly fit in that. Yeah,
it's only a few years ago then.
Yeah, it was. And like I said, the standard was shit. So we get to this game, cruising the game. Ref starts giving stupid fucking penalties. Next minute I know, it's fucking 4-3. And I'm like, how's this happened?
Yeah.
They've had two penalties, they've had a fucking free kick and then the shitty goal. I said to Sandy, the goalie, I said, fucking slow down, he's got a goal kick. Yeah. I said, slow it down, man, win the game. They hadn't won a game since I'd gone. I thought, fucking first win. Refs blew up. Give a fucking free kick 6 yards out.
Well, for time wasting.
For time wasting. We can't even put a 10-man wall up because it's got to be 10 yards. I was like, what are you doing? The geezer's got a free kick. He's got tapped into the empty net. I said, how can that happen? He went, time wasting. And on about corruption, how can you give a free
kick? Money or something.
Mate, we ended up the game finished 4-4. And they're on about getting corruption out of Indonesian football. And he's giving free kicks 6 yards out, and we can't even have a wall. I said, that was me.
Done.
I played about 8 or 9 games, but some of the games I was getting spat at, my fucking hair was getting pulled.
Really?
Yeah, mate. Oh, it was horrible. Horrible. But it was a mad experience. And I mean, to be fair, the nightlife was decent in Jakarta. That was probably the best.
Did you have, did you see it was like a different cultural thing with the players going out and stuff?
Yeah.
They wouldn't get their cocks out?
Yeah. No. They chop them off over there, don't they? Fucking cook them. No.
Cock and chips.
I tell you, you can have that over there. It's the complete. I mean, it was a culture shock. Like, you drive into places where it was just... It was horrible.
Yeah.
But most importantly, how many tons of frogs' legs do they export to
100,000.
100,000? Why not 3,000?
Is it?
Yeah.
A lot of frogs,
isn't
it?
Surprises me, that, yeah.
You learn a lot on this podcast.
You do.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the next question. These ones are easier, which ain't hard. You were in a full England cap against the Czech Republic, but can you name the other Aston Villa players who played in that game?
Ooh, Merce. I think Merce played in it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Dion.
Yeah.
And Alan Wright.
They're the only two that I had, so you get a bonus point.
Oh, yeah, I think it was Alan Wright. I think it was, anyway.
What was Merson like playing with?
Yeah, he's class, mate.
Did you go out of him a lot?
Do you know what? When he came, he obviously didn't drink and that, so he was Mr. Sensible. But since then, I've had a few nights out of him. He's fucking
great
lunatic,
lad,
mate. He's a great lad, to be fair. I still speak to him a bit, yeah.
When you left Derby, you were involved in a swap with which player? Bonus point if you know where he plays now.
Jordan Stewart.
Yeah.
Oh, God, would he be in Greece or something like that?
I'll give you a clue. There's a song. Do you know the way to...
Amarillo, yeah?
Oh, no, I was going to say San Jose. Is it San Jose?
You kill me there.
Do you know the way to... That's brilliant.
Decent.
The San Jose earthquakes. And last one, you played for Redditch United. Which member of the awful boy band One Direction was born there?
Wouldn't even have a clue.
Harry Styles.
You could have guessed,
really?
Mate.
Yeah. I don't even know them.
I think I quite like One Direction.
Yeah?
I think they've got some couple of decent pop songs.
Yeah.
Big 1D fan, are you?
No, you've got Niles, aren't you? Two mobile numbers for now. Didn't you try and call him that day we had no guests?
Yeah. And he wasn't in.
He wasn't in.
Got his own number.
You got his own number?
I'm real tight.
Let's give him another call again.
All right, later.
We had, like, obviously, Southgate was in the sort of team then. He used to fucking hate me.
Oh, Gareth Southgate.
Hate me, yeah.
Yeah, but he's another one, isn't he?
He's a model
he's
pro,
straight,
isn't he? Like, yeah,
he's straight-laced Bill. Yeah, you can't do anything.
You can't take a penalty, though, can he?
Yeah. No, no. Did you hear the story about Gareth Southgate when he was a manager? And Ray who told me this? Merce told me this one. And he's at Middlesbrough, and he's the manager. And you got Ray, Gazza, and Merce, they're all at the back, and Gareth Southgate, he's got his first speech, and he says, yeah, for all you older veterans as well, I want to be known as Gaffer to all of you. And Ray shouts out,
seriously?
Well, not big nose, like... I swear, Ray Parler, come out with it, just like that. And then as he said it, he thought, why have I said that? But, and everyone looked at him, and Gareth goes... Wait for me after Ray. Won't be having a chat. After that, didn't play. Didn't play.
Really?
Yeah, just put it on his
toes. So what was that? Well, was that Middlesbrough?
Like, authority down there. Yeah. Yeah, like,
he tried stabbing his authority. Ray went, I ain't having that.
What, not big nose?
What, not big nose, Gaffer, no? Oh, I imagine that. Oh. Apparently, Merce was crying. But as he said it, Ray went, oh, no, what have I just done? Brilliant.
Ian, do you want to do your FIFA quiz?
Yeah, right. Well, this is... Look, some people don't like this quiz.
Fuck them.
And I don't... Who don't like it?
I don't...
This makes the show.
I get the sense.
It is shit.
I haven't... Basically, what happens here is we've got your FIFA ratings. So these are Jimmy's stats from FIFA 2007, age 27, and your stats from 2005 when you were 27.
So have a guess
what you think you got out of 100, and we'll see who gets closest.
This could be quite a close one, because what I think we were similar players.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's a... Oh, God, yeah. Right. Composure.
Oh, composure.
You'll go first.
What's it out of? What's it up to 100?
Out of 100, yeah.
Ugh.
I'm going high. I was one of the most composed.
I thought I was quite composed as well.
The one of the most composed. I think you were in a way, because you were so composed. You could be silly.
Rob, I was.
I'm agreeing with it, because when you look players are just so focused and through like a bit of panic, and you're so relaxed.
So angry with his stats out.
I'm going low 80s. That's a
low 80s. What,
83.
We need a number, okay. What do you think?
I'll go 78.
You got 56. And Jimmy, you got 80.
Well, I know.
Pretty close.
Yeah, well, they've obviously underchuffed me three there.
dribbling.
Yeah, I'd say he was better than me in this. Yeah. I'll go on.
Going off that, I'll probably go fucking 65 or something like that.
I'll go 74.
75. Well, Jimmy's closest. Jimmy got 68.
Yeah, and then what was Lee?
And Lee, you got 81.
Yeah, he's more of a dribbler. Yeah. So,
what about passing? It's quite close, this one.
I'll go high 70s.
Yeah.
79.
I'll go 82.
79, 82. Jimmy's close. Jimmy got 84. You got 72.
Was it?
Is that better than him by 12%?
You're busting me at the minute.
What about stamina?
Oh, I was a machine.
Honestly, I thought I was a machine as
I'm
well.
We've high got, 80s.
Yeah, I've got to go.
I'm
high 80s. I've got to go.
If it's under 80s, bollocks.
I've got to go 88, yeah.
Yeah, what are you saying?
I'm going 86.
Lee, 83. Jimmy, 50.
Yeah.
No. 90.
90, absolute fucking animal. See, that's where I come in my own when I'm rumping. Honestly, I was on the case this morning with her.
Right, what about this? Is the most important one? Goalkeeper handling.
Ah, this is bullet. I'm about 14.
20.
20.
14.
14. Jimmy's closer. Jimmy was 10, and Lee's 35.
How the fuck
not
is he 35?
Goal.
Decent in goal.
See, that's a
decent in goal. I used to put Possum's gloves on.
As long as that's the only thing you put on.
And then he has a deal.
His missus was behind me.
Oh, mate. Let's talk about Possum again.
Jimmy, what's your confetti story? We haven't had that yet.
Oh, yeah. So basically, confetti. My second story was, yeah.
Just off the back of
Seth Johnson.
Look at this. I like this, Jimmy.
So basically, yeah, we were talking about Seth Johnson and how he, when he signed for Leeds.
Yeah, he went for a lot of money, didn't he?
Well. At the start, it was, say, 30 grand a week, his contract. Yeah. And when it was put in front of him, it was 60. And he didn't, him and his agent didn't know a lot about it. And he signed.
So what do you mean they didn't know a lot about
it? They just made a mistake then.
I'm not sure if it was a mistake or his wages just got up there and then, but basically they doubled his wages.
And then they just signed it?
Yeah, and he signed it. But a similar thing happened to me.
So he just got 60 grand a week?
Yeah.
Because of just an error on the paper.
An error, signed, or it's done,
they was told, I don't know what exactly happened. Do you know, Lee?
I don't know. I mean, I never really speak to Seth about it, but story, every time we go out, everyone asks him
it's
about
it. It's a well-known story.
He don't want it to be
and
known,
he tries
does he?
To say, nah, it didn't happen, but fucking...
I've heard that happened.
Yeah.
But
God, that was a lot. Because back in the day, the story was, oh my God, he's gone for 7 million and 30 grand a week, which is silly money.
Yeah.
So he doubled.
Yeah.
But similar thing happened to me at Hull. See, I was doing my contract with my dad, but I had my agent there, right? And we had the chat before with the club. He's obviously gone away to talk to the club, and the contract was £40,000 a week. And so I was like, yeah, blinding contract, let's get signed it. Gone to sign it, I see on the paperwork there it says 50, right? So I passed the paperwork to me. My dad's there, and he's like gone, right? I've passed it under the table to my agent. My agent's gone, yeah, that's a misprint, sign it. So, as I've signed it, I've blew it dry. And then I read under it as well, 5%, which I didn't know, another £5,000 or £6,000 appearance, whatever it was. I pointed that out as well. He said, yeah, just sign it. So, just signed it and blew it dry. It was like, this club's chucking away like confetti. So, that's some joke. So, I was on £55,000 a week from 40.
Oh my God.
Amazing contract. Yeah. Amazing. And I'm still celebrating to this fucking day. So thank you, whole city. Changing my life.
Is that why you're dropping scores as you walk out?
Yeah, I'm dropping cash everywhere. I'm bleeding cash.
Also, if that whole city fans ever get the album for you, you go, well, you're lucky I didn't play more.
What do you mean?
Grand
did they get the album? They had the album day one with me. What do you want me? Not just to tell them. It's like winning a lottery and going, oh, no, I don't want that.
I don't want to upset Hull.
No, you sign it and you blow it dry. That's exactly
any of them would have done as well.
Yeah, exactly right. But that's unbelievable, though.
Did the club ever try and do a like, oh, Jimmy, we fucked up there. We're paying you
15
grand more than we should be.
Nothing was said. I remember it clearly. Nothing was said. And my agent was like, sign it. Unbelievable. True story. They are my two stories. Duck was dead and whole confetti.
I like you should prep more. This is perfect.
Listen, two
big exclusives.
Yes. Let's see what happens next week.
Time for a bit of commentary, lads.
Oh, I hate you. Oh, yeah. I'm so shit at this.
You're really good at it. You could do one if you want, Lee.
I'm shit at commentary. Have you not seen me on Sky?
I'm the same as you. I don't know any of the players. And I was like, yeah, he's gone down the right wing, crossed it, and the bloke, number 9, just got up and nodded it in. Unbelievable, Jeff. the only name I know is Jeff.
Unbelievable, Jeff.
You were great on Match of the Day. You were talking about Sanchez, and there's like everyone else has been really analytical, and you were like, oh, he's a player, isn't he? He is a player.
That's all I do. He's a player, yeah. Hell of a player.
This is Alan Shearer, like, nodding.
And then they asked me about goalkeepers. And I actually said this, BBC One. I went, I don't know. Don't ask Al. I don't know. I'm not lying. They went, and Gary went, well, you're here, Jim. I went, yeah, but I don't know a lot about goalkeepers. Adele does. How you answer this one? Honestly, with my shirt down here, look like Springfield. Absolutely murdered. Yeah.
Are you going to go back on Match of the Day?
Am I bollocks? I'm so shit at it. I don't watch enough football.
Mm.
It's got to come out right, hasn't
it? Yeah.
And you got to know your players, and a bit of form would help every now and then. I'm like,
Have
the
you
left
seen...
back goes down the wing. He crossed it to number 9 and he nodded it in the back stick. That's
when
like my commentating
when
shit.
Ibrahimovic scored, you know, he scored that incredible overhead kick where he like chipped Joe Hart.
Yeah.
When like Sweden won like 4-3 or something.
Yeah.
Have you heard Stan Collymore's commentary on that? He's he just, it's like you can see the point, he realises it's going in, he's like, Ibrahimovic with an odd, oh my days! He's a commentator and he's saying, oh my days! And then at one point, he's quiet for a bit and the professional commentator's gone like, it's an incredible goal by Ibrahim, and then you just hear Stan Coleman go, oh, I've just seen it again! he's so happy with himself.
Yeah.
Happy like that.
What about Big Stan? Did you play?
Stan, mate, what? He's an absolute wrong person, is, mate, I tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. To be honest with you, when he first came to Villa, I had a room with him.
Yeah.
And I was only, like, a young lad. Mate, I gets in the room, he's a fucking sex pest.
Yeah.
There's no... I'm telling you now.
I've heard.
He's walking around... He's got a tool on him as well, to be fair. He's walking around the room I'm sharing with him. He's fucking start bollock naked. Mate, I don't know where to look. I'm a young lad. I'm fucking just coming the team. He's got fucking Frankie Vaughan on. He's like, hey, our kid, come and have a look at this. Fucking... I'm like, oh, Stan, I can't, man. I'm watching Toy Story. Mate, he's an absolute lunatic, though. Yeah. He's great. I mean, he's been on fire doing the commentary and that. Did you hear it on Talk Sport when he did the Chelsea? I don't know if you heard it. It was when Lampard, he was saying, how's Lampard not playing? And this Chelsea fan's come on. He went, all right, Stan. He went, fucking hell. He went, did you see Lampard's penalty today? Went, yeah, it's great. He went, yeah, he smacked it like you smacked a Rika. Yeah.
Oh, God.
And it just went quiet. And he went, okay, next caller.
I've heard that.
I've heard that. I swear to God, he was absolutely.
Is it as hard as you used to
do? Yeah, that was it.
He went,
dead silent. Went, okay, next caller.
Okay, right. Let's do some of this commentary. You up for it, Jimmy and Ian?
I'm up for it.
If you fancy, you can have a go after as well. Because you're the expert. You do this. You can tell. You can
I'm
judge.
No expert, trust
you
me.
Can judge. Okay, right. So, Jimmy and Ian, I'll give you a scenario from football. And you've got to commentate it like Soccer Saturday. Right. This is Ian's one first. And then I'm going to go straight into you, Jimmy. Right. Just like a goal's gone straight in.
Okay, what's the scenario?
Well, I'm going to do his first.
All right, bro.
Okay, you wouldn't know, would you? You'd be in the zone, wouldn't you, on Soccer Saturday, mate? We're off to Oldham versus Barnsley, where it's minus 16 and is becoming increasingly dangerous. Luckily, we have Ian Smith down at Boundary Park to tell us more. Ian?
Oh, Jeff, I mean, the conditions here are awful. It was raining before the match. The pitch is basically an ice rink. People are putting their skates on instead of studs. One of them's got a broom and he's doing the ball like you would curling. It's absolutely awful. We've got people skiing round here. It's nil-nil. Everyone's slipping round.
Thank you very much, Ian. I'm going to have to go straight over to Jimmy Bullard. And it's snowing at Lisbon Road. We're late on it. It's Brisbane Road. Late on it. Is it Lisbon or Brisbane? I don't know. But late on and Oldham players have just given up the game as it's snowing. Jimmy, what's going on?
Oh, my God, Jeff. You wouldn't believe it. There's snowmen everywhere. It's meant to be 11 aside. There's 150 people on the pitch. Half of them aren't moving. There's carrots as noses. I can't believe it. It's 4-0, Jeff.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah, that's all I had. That's carrots as noses.
It's a classic snowman nose.
Really dramatically. Oh, and what's happening? They've got more than one football. They keep rolling them up as footballs and they're kicking snow everywhere. It's unbelievable. 4-0 still.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Jimmy. But what do you like? Do you think that was good, Lee? Do you reckon they get a job?
Right, to be fair, them two are quality. You definitely get a job with them.
Perfect. Last thing I was going to talk about, you run the Lee Hendry Academy. Which gives youngsters a chance of getting back into the professional game. How's that going?
Yeah, it's going all right. Yeah, 16 to 19 year olds. So there's, it's hard work though.
How do you look after? How many of them?
We've got about 34 lads. They do like the education thing with it
as
well.
Do you coach yourself, Lee?
Yeah, every day. So
they must be buzzing and the kids see an ex-pro, not being funny, see an ex-pro, they must be going, oh, look, Lee Andrews, you come, show that little bit more.
They do. Well, you remember when your coaches used to join in? You just want to smash them, don't you?
You should love it.
I'm getting smashed by these 16-year-olds. Yeah. But they love it, to be honest. It's good crap. I mean, yesterday I was driving the minibus around. 17-seater minibus with all the we had a game yesterday. Mate, carnage on the bus.
Right.
Yeah, throwing things at me. You know, we used to have our old bus driver used to text the YTS, used to throw empty bottles at him.
You're that driver, sir.
They listen to this.
My head's falling
off. They're going to come into the dressing room on all fours going, what do you think of that?
Piss out the wheel.
Piss out the wheel of the bus.
Nah, it was blinding. Some pucker stories.
Brilliant.
There.
Well done, Lee. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Lee.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, get your mates listening, rate it, do all that malarkey. We've got to try and get back up the table, haven't we?
Yeah, we have actually. Yes.
Yeah,
we went to number one
bit.
To number. Where are we, Sam? Number seven.
Seven, absolutely.
That isn't
filth.
Good enough.
Awful.
But anyway. There we go. I'm sure after this, we'll get straight back up again.
Brilliant. Well, thanks very much, Lee. And thanks for listening. Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Cheers.
The Magic Sponge is a Pixiu production for Dave, produced by Sam Pearson and Chris Reedy.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no! Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this? What is
I know what this one is.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.